朋友，欢迎到活在耶稣里网站来收听福乐人生讲坛。今天我们的讲员是刘志雄长老，请你预备好圣经和受教的心，让神的话语祝福你的新生命。
对大卫而言
，Towards David，
他所在乎的
，What he cares about，
不是还有没有感觉
，Is not whether you still have feelings。
他所在乎的是，他必须尊重他当年所立的约。
What he cares about is that he must respect the covenant that he made in those days。
弟兄姊妹，你明白吗
？Brothers and sisters, do you understand？
我们的神
，Our God。
是一个守约施慈爱的神。
It's a God who keeps his covenant and his loving kindness.
就是因为我们的神守约。
It's because our God who keeps his covenant.
你跟我才会有安全感。
That you and I would have that sense of security.
你以为我们到神面前。
You think that we who come before God.
是根据我们现在表现的还不错吗
？Do you think it's depending on our behavior that is not too bad?
还是根据他守约
？Or is it depending on his keeping of his covenant?
神的儿女
，God's children，
活在地上
，living on earth，
我们无论是跟神跟人立的约
，regardless whether we make that covenant with God or with men，
在我们的生命中
，in our lives。
也应该是能够管制我们。
It should be able to govern us.
当然，在现在这个时代，是现代人好像不懂这个东西一样。
Of course, in the modern days, people now don't seem to understand this.
曾经有一个女孩。
Once there was this girl.
她的男朋友一再的告诉她说：“我多么的爱你，多么的爱你。”
Her boyfriend has repeatedly told her how he loves her.
这个女孩子就问那个男孩子。
And this girl asked this boy.
那为什么你不娶我呢
？Then why? How is it that you're not marrying me?
那个男孩子就问他。
Then the boy said, "Ask her."
难道一张纸就能够使我多爱你一点吗
？You think that just a piece of paper would make me love you more?
可怜吧。
It's pitiful.
把神圣的婚约。
Treating a holy matrimony.
Marriage covenant.
Marriage covenant.
变成了一张纸。
Turn it into a piece of paper.
完全不懂。
Totally not understanding.
婚约不是用来爱对方多一点的方法。
Marriage covenant is a method to make up the other party love you more.
婚约是甘心情愿的让自己不自由。
A marriage covenant is to willingly cause yourself not to be free.
完全的委身给对方
Totally committed to the other party
真正的爱
True love
是要让被爱的人有安全感
Is to give the sense of security to the one you love
无论外面所有的吸引都可以消失
All the external attractions can disappear
忠贞依然会持守在那里
That your whole life that you will still hold on and persistFaithfully.
在我们的生活里面
In our lives,
不只是结婚是立约
Not only getting married is making a covenant.
这是为什么很多年轻人要结婚的时候
This is why many young people when they're getting married,
他们只要找我来上课
As soon as they come to me for lessons,
我都会告诉他
I would tell them,
想清楚啊
Think clearly,
进去了就出不来了。
Once you go into it, you cannot get out.
这是立约。
This is making covenant.
在神面前立约。
To make a covenant in front of God.
受洗是什么
？What is baptism?
是立约。
It's making a covenant.
当你决定要参与一个服事的时候是什么
？When you are determined to participate in a ministry or a service.What is it?
是立约。
It's making a covenant.
每一次擘饼，你知道在做什么事吗
？Every time when you're breaking the bread, do you know what you're doing?
你再一次跟神立约。
Once again, you're making a covenant with God.
当你决定要做小组长，要做职，要做长老，要做任何的事情。
When you have decided to become a small group leader or an elder, whatever you're serving in.
当你答应别人一件事的时候。
When you promise someone something to do something.
基本上你都在立约。
Basically, you're making a covenant.
我们为什么要持守我们的应许？
Why do we have to persist in our promise?
不是因为我们有多伟大。
It's not because of how great we are.
是因为我们是神的孩子。
It's because we are children of God.
我们的神信实。
Our God is faithful.
他要求我们信实。
He requires us to be faithful.
我非常尊敬我们教会里面有一对年轻，有一对弟兄姐妹。
I really respect a couple in our church, a brother and sister.
他的妻子
His wife
多年生病
has been sick for many years.
根本在生活上就不能够照顾他。
She's not able to look after him in her life.
他的妻子能够给他的除了头痛还是头痛。
The wife, all that she can give to him is headaches upon headaches.
但是这么多年来。
But for so many years.
每一次我跟这个弟兄说话的时候。
Every time when I speak with this brother.
我都发现。
I discover.
他无怨无悔。
He never complains.
因为他记得在结婚的时候他所立下的约。
Because he remembers the marriage covenant that he made at his marriage.
无论是健康还是疾病。
In sickness or in health.
我都要做你忠贞的丈夫。
I will be your faithful servant, husband.
这是一个何等美丽的见证。
What a beautiful testimony that is.
我们如果看大卫的恩典。
And if we look at the grace of David,
你就会发现一件事。
You will discover one thing.
在这张圣经里面。
In this chapter of the Bible.
当记载到大卫跟洗巴说话的时候。
When it's recording the conversation of David and Ziba.
一定说大卫王。
It would definitely say King David.
有没有注意到？
Did you notice that?
但是如果记载大卫跟米菲波设说话的时候。
But when he's recording David who's talking to Mephibosheth.
就只说大卫。
It will only say David.
这很有趣啊。
This is very interesting.
这里告诉我们什么呢？
What is this telling us here?
在大卫的心里面。
In David's heart.
他不是用一个王的身份去对待米菲波设。
He's not using the identity of a king to treat Mephibosheth.
他是以一个家人的态度来对待他。
He's using the attitude of a family member to treat him.
你看这一段的对话。
When you look at this conversation here,
当大卫打发人把米菲波设叫来的时候。
When David sent someone to invite Mephibosheth,
米菲波设伏地叩拜。
And Mephibosheth actually bowed to the ground and worshiped him.
大卫说。
David said.
米菲波设。
Mephibosheth.
这有意思哦。
Very interesting here.
米菲波设这个名字。
Mephibosheth, this name.
原文的意思是除去偶像。
Actually, in the original text, it means to removing the idol.
这一个瘸子来到大卫的面前。
This crippled one who comes before David.
你如果问洗巴。
If you ask Ziba.
那个人是谁？
Who is that person?
洗巴说那是个瘸子。
Ziba says he's a crippled.
你问大卫那是谁？
And if you ask David who that is.
大卫说那个人他可以除去偶像。
And David said this person he can remove the idol.
在大卫的眼中
In the eyes of David,
米菲波设是有价值
Mephibosheth has value.
然后大卫再对他说
And then David said to him again,
你不要惧怕
Don't be afraid.
我必因你父亲约拿单的缘故施恩于你
For I will surely show you kindness for the sake of your father Jonathan.
大卫在这里做什么事
What is David doing here?
大卫是要让米菲波设有安全感
David wants to give Mephibosheth a sense of security.
你能不能够想象?
Can you imagine?
从米菲波设听说王要找他。
From the moment that Mephibosheth heard that the king is looking for him,
这一路上他怎么吃饭怎么睡觉、啊、
All this time, all this way, how can he possibly eat or sleep?
他想说我这一下不知道 是要怎么死啊。
He's probably thinking, how, in what way will I be died? Will I be dying?
我猜啊。
I am guessing.
他的心路历程啊。
On his heart, emotional conditions.
可能比一个人被通知得癌症还要痛苦。
Maybe even more sorrowful than the patient being notified of his cancer.
因为你知道在那个年代中东啊。
You know that in those days in the Middle East.
一个新王上台。
When a king comes onto the stage.
那个旧王的那一所有的旧势力。
All the old power of the old king.
是要彻底消灭的。
It has to be totally removed.
就像我们中国人说
Just like our Chinese, we have a saying.
斩草除根啊。
When you cut the grass, you remove the roots as well.
所以米菲波设这个瘸子一来到大卫面前就趴在地上拼命拜啊。
And therefore, this Mephibosheth, this crippled person who comes before David, he just bowed down to pay him honor.
他怎么能够想象
How can he imagine that?
大卫告诉他
That David would tell him.
不要怕。
Don't be afraid.
我要保护你。
I will protect you.
我要用耶和华的慈爱恩待你。
I will treat the Lord God's good loving kindness to treat you.
你记得当年大卫跟约拿丹立约的时候
？You remember when David and Jonathan made the covenant in those days?
记载在撒母耳记上二十章十四节和十五节。
And it was recorded in 1 Samuel chapter 20 verses 14 and 15.
约拿丹说你要照耶和华的慈爱恩待我。
And that, David said you have to treat
me. No, Jonathan.
Jonathan said you have to treat me like with the loving kindness of our Lord God Jehovah.
就说你要照耶和华的 hasid 恩待我。
That means if they use the Lord God Jehovah's hasid to treat me.
不但我活着的时候免我死亡。
Not only do you have to spare me of death when I'm living.
就是我死后耶和华从地上剪除你仇敌的时候你也永不可向我家绝了恩惠。
Even when, that I die, after I die, that you should not be able, you should not remove or any one of my, descendants.
约拿丹当初立的约。
The covenant that Jonathan had made in those days.
他对大卫的要求是什么
?What is, his request of David?
他认为他那时候自己还是活的。
Because he thinks that he's still living.
所以他说你就留下我的命。
So therefore he said, spare me my life.
不要叫我死就可以了。
As long as you don't kill me, that's fine.
那如果呢
?However,
万一我死了呢
?But in case that I die,
请你帮个忙。
Please help me.
不要让我后代赶尽杀绝。
Do not cut off all my descendants or kill them.
所以这个约基本上告诉我们什么
?So therefore, this covenant basically is telling us something.
大卫所应许的约就是不致灭亡。
That David's covenant that he's promised is so that they may not perish.
我们这些人
,We these people,
如果有一天我们知道自己有罪
,That one day if we realize that we have sins,
如果我们有一天明白我们是应该永远下地狱的
That one day if we understand that we really should be in hell forever
突然有人告诉我
Suddenly someone tells us
耶稣爱我
Jesus loves me
为我们的罪死在十字架上
He dies for our sins on the cross
我们只要相信他
As long as we believe him
罪得赦免
That our sins will be forgiven
不用下地狱了
You don't have to go to hell
请问你听到这个消息
Let me ask you if you hear this news
不致灭亡
That you will not perish.
满意吗
Are you satisfied?
高兴吗
Are you happy?
我是非常满意的
I'm very satisfied.
天哪不要下地狱太好了
Good heavens that I don't have to go to hell. That's so good, too good.
但是有没有知道一件事
But do you realize one thing?
神的恩典临到我们
When God's grace come upon me,
不是只有不致灭亡
It's not just not perishing.
还有更丰富的恩典。
There are more abundant grace.
将你祖父扫罗一切田产都归还你。
And return to you all the properties inheritance of your grandfather.
这是 让他供应他。
And to provide him, to support him.
让他一无所缺。
So that he will not be lacking in anything.
米非波设今后一辈子的需要。
And all the needs of Mephibosheth from now on.
大卫都给他安排好。
David has arranged it for him already.
耶和华神。
The Lord God Jehovah.
在我们得救的时候。
When we being saved.
把天上地下一切的福气
All the blessings from heaven and earth
在他儿子耶稣基督里都给了我们
In his son Jesus Christ has all been given to us
但是今天大部分神的孩子
But today majority of God's people, children
不相信
They don't believe in it
从早到晚忧愁
From morning till night they're worrying
担心
Worries
害怕
They are fearful
这是为什么一堆基督徒啊
That is why a group of Christians
愚蠢到一个地步
They are so foolish that
要去学一些祷告的方法
They want to try to learn methods of praying
让上帝可以把多一点的福气给我们
So that the Lord God can give us more blessings
完全忘记
Totally forgetting
诗篇34篇
Psalm 34
第九节的话
Verse 9.
耶和华的圣名啊
The holy name of our Lord Jehovah.
The holy people. Of Jehovah.
Of Jehovah.
你们当敬畏他
You should fear him.
因敬畏他的一无所缺
Because those who fear him lack nothing.
你相信吗
Do you believe in that?
你也可以常与我同席吃饭。
You can always be seated in this, on, to eat with me on the same table.
什么叫做与王一同吃饭呢?
What does it mean to eat together at the table of the king?
不是什么人都可以跟王一起吃饭
的。Not anyone who can eat with the king.
这个必须是有一个特殊的身份的。
You must have a special identity to be able to do so.
那就是你是王的儿子啊。
That means that you have to be the son of the king.
这是地位啊。
This is a position.
想一想。
Think about it.
大卫给米非波设的福气是什么福气
What is the blessing that David gives to Mephibosheth?
不致灭亡。
Is that not perishing?
好不好
Isn't that good?
一无所缺好不好
That you're not lacking in anything, isn't that good?
保护好不好
Protection, is that good?
如果只有刚才讲的那三样
If there are only three things that we just talk about
你满意吗
Are you satisfied?
已经满意了吧
You're already satisfied
你满意上帝还不满意
But since you, although you are satisfied but God is not
上帝说除了给你那些东西以外
God said other than giving you those things
我要你做我的孩子
I want you to be my child
我要让你满有荣耀的跟我一起吃饭。
I want you to eat with me full of glories.
你记不记得亚沙龙的故事
Do you remember the story of Absalom?
当大卫准他回耶路撒冷的时候
When David grants him to return to Jerusalem,
大卫不准见他，不要见他的面。
David refused to see him, his face.
还记得吗
Do you still remember?
那更不要谈跟他一起吃饭了。
Let alone talking about eating with him.
你知道什么意思吗
？Do you know what that means?
他是王子啊。
He's a prince.
他有保护啊。
He has protection.
他需要东西，大卫都会给他。
Whatever he needs, David will give to him.
大卫已经免他死了。
David already spared him of his death.
听懂吗
？Do you understand?
但是他不能见大卫的面。
But he was not allowed to see the face of David.
他不能跟大卫一起坐着吃饭。
He was not able to be seated to eat with David.
不只是是要是儿子。
Not only does he requires to be a son to do so.
是要老爸喜欢的儿子。
Oh, he also not just a son, but he's a son who's pleasing to his father.
这是大卫要给米非波设的恩典
And this is grace that David wants to give to Mephibosheth
让他满有荣耀
So that he may be full of glories
如果你读懂了这些
If you're able to understand these
你就知道诗篇二十篇二十三篇所说的
Then you understand what Psalm 23 says
免了死亡
Spare him of the death
因为他救我们脱离死荫的幽谷
Because he has removed us from the valley of the shadow of death.
但是用恩惠慈爱随着我
们。The grace and love will follow us.
在敌人面前可以摆设宴席。
That you're able to prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies.
每一次你跟我。
Every time you and I.
可以在这个宴席面前坐下来。
That we're able to be seated in front of this feast.
这个宴席就是一个小影。
And this feast is a small shadow.
告诉我们有一天我们在天上有一个更大的宴席。
Telling us that in one day in heaven we will have a bigger feast.
这是何等大的恩典。
What a great grace that is.
从十二节开始。
Starting from verse 12.
就讲到米非波设他怎么经历这个恩典。
And talks about Mephibosheth, how he experienced such grace.
不只是他可以经历。
Not only he himself can experience it.
他的儿子也可以享受。
His son can enjoy it as well.
回想一下。
To look back on this.
整章圣经米非波设出现了七次。
And in the whole chapter, Mephibosheth has appeared seven times.
每一次都强调他是瘸腿的。
Every time it was emphasized that he is crippled in both feet.
他是扫罗的孙子约拿单的儿子。
And he's a grandson of Saul and the son of Jonathan.
他对大卫完全没有兴趣。
He is totally not interested in David.
简单的说。
Simply put.
他不只是大卫仇敌扫罗的后代。
Not only is it descendant of David's enemy.
他自己就是大卫的仇敌。
He himself is an enemy of David.
因为如果你问米非波设
Because if you ask Mephibosheth,
在他遇见大卫之前
Before he met David,
假如上帝给他一个 wish,
if God has given him a wish,
他会 wish 什么
What would it be?
我可以给你保证
I can guarantee you that,
他 wish 大卫不见了
He would wish that David would disappear.
因为他觉得大卫是他生命中最大的威胁。
Because he feels that David is the greatest threat in his life.
这样一个两腿都瘸的人。
Such a person who is crippled in both feet.
我们用什么来形容他呢
？What can we use to describe him?
他是彻底的无助。
He's totally helpless.
他也是完全没有希望。
He's totally without hope as well.
然而。
However.
他的人生却有一个翻天覆地的改变。
But his life is being totally turned over.
因为
Because
大卫跟约拿单立了约。
David has made a covenant with Jonathan.
今天你跟我
Today you and I
在神的面前
In front of God.
你如果真知道你的光景
If you truly know your condition.
今天很多人就是到今天还不甘心
Today many people are still reluctant until now.
就是你是完全无助的。
That you are totally helpless.
你也是完全没希望的。
And you're also totally without hope.
你如果不承认这个。
If you do not admit this.
你就在里面痛苦吧。
You will then be suffering inside.
等你真知道你的光景。
When you truly then know your condition.
然后你就惊讶。
Then you will be amazed.
像我们这样的人。
People like us.
神居然爱上我们。
That God actually loves us.
用立约的爱爱我们。
And using the love of covenant to love us.
他救我们脱离极大的死亡。
He helped rescue us to be away from the greatest sorrow.
我们没有机会下地狱了。
That we have no chance to go into hell.
他供应我们一切的需要。
He provides us with all needs.
他保护我们生命中所经历的每一个难处。
He protects us from each difficulty that we experience in our life.
他渴望跟我们亲近。
He longs to be close to us.
邀请我们常常跟他一同坐席。
He invites us to constantly to feast with him.
面对着这样的 Hasid.
To face such kind of Hasid.
这是我们的脑筋想不懂的。
And this is something that our head cannot understand.
这也是我们没有办法领会的。
And this is something that we're not able to understand or receive.
更是我们不应该有的。
And this is something that we should not have as well.
但这却是全本圣经告诉我们。
But this is what the entire Bible is telling us.
神就是要这样子的对待我们。
And this is how God wants to treat us.
我们应当如何感谢地活在他面前。
How we should live in front of him gratefully.
我们低头祷告。
Let's bow our head in prayer.
天父，我们向你承认。
Heavenly Father, we confess and admit to you.
我们真的是没有信心的人。
We're totally faithless people.
我们不是小信。
We're not small faith.
我们是没有信心。
Is that we're without faith.
但是我们感谢你。
But we thank you.
你把信心赐给我们。
You give us faith.
你从千万人中拣选了我们。
For millions of people, you have chosen us.
让我们特特归给你。
That we can come and belong to you.
我们面对着这么大的慈爱。
When we're facing such great loving kindness.
我们向你顶礼。
We bow before you.
我们向你敬拜。
We worship you.
求你帮助我们。
We ask that you help us.
紧紧地抓住你的这个约。
We hold on to your covenant tightly.
因为只有这个约。
Because only this covenant.
是我们唯一的依靠。
Is our only trust.
我们祷告奉耶稣基督的名。
We pray in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
朋友，你收听了节目后有何感想呢？请你在活在耶稣里福音网页下端点击联络我们，在主内分享彼此的见证好吗？如果你需要我们为你祷告，也请留言。我们愿主耶稣通过他的真理和圣灵工作帮助你不断在主里更新生命。